What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode. And today, we're discussing fake billionaires, the CIAs, and let's get it. All right, man. So we're over here posted at the Fountain Blue. And, you know, this is just like a new little part of the strip where all these European super fucking just soft, dude. Even to the French, bro. Yeah, their delicacies are like potatoes and shit. So shout outs to them, bro. For bringing it to real life. But yeah, it's super interesting walking around the here. Anytime you're in a new casino, it's like you're in a new spaceship. And for those of you just listening, just know there is a podcast. And we're here. This is our $10,000 studio over here at the Fountain Blue. We're renting out the sweetest suite, top floor. As you see behind me, this is our garden on our patio. I'm going to show you the fountain in a second. But yeah, man, let's discuss these fake billionaires. Because everybody that you know that has money now, their grandpappy made it before them. None of these people are self-made, dude. It's all nepotism. Nepotism. Whatever isms you went to, baby, but trust me, no one did it on their own. And if they did do it on their own, they just mean they're light, like a light millionaire. But like, let's see, Elon Musk, his granddaddy was part of the Rothschilds. Donald Trump's Rothschilds. Jeff Bezos, Rothschilds. You know, back when you could just enslave the population and just send your secret private army to off a bunch of people, they were doing that. And they want you to believe like, oh, it's possible. You can like work in these corporations and work your way up. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. If your grandpappy was involved, if your granddaddy, if your grandmama sucked off the right CIA agent, you're going to be the next Barack Obama. And that's what this nurse told my mom. My mom found out she was pregnant with her second child right after having my sister. And she goes, don't cry. He could be the president of the United States. Or he could be an astronaut. And my mom was like, yo, my grandpappy ain't like that. My grandpappy is a farmer, bro. My other grandpappy was a miner. So get your fucking mind right. That's why I'm bred to do hard work, dude. Hacked my way into retail and now I'm slinging pounds of that legal marijuana. Which is a beautiful thing out here. They said the legal marijuana market hit Indonesia and those pot shops are popping up on the beaches, dude. Pretty soon weed's gonna be everywhere. Like, why would, like, just grow and sell it, dude. It's that simple. But I'm not growing shit. I tried to grow it. That shit was, bro. No one wants those problems. It's like having kids, but they're all like transvestite and shit. You're just like, can't trust you. You might turn at any second. Because if there's one, like, if it's not consistent, the plant turns into a transvestite. It grows seeds and fucking flowers. A bus and balls, dude. But yeah, man, the fake billionaires, they want you all to believe, like, it's all set up. It's all set up for the rich to get richer, the poor to get poorer, dude. And people are saying, like, the stock market's all set up, too. I wouldn't doubt it. Anything that's, like, worth a lot of money, set up. Professional sports. Most likely set up, dude. See that beautiful fountain on my balcony? That's the sound of money. When you hear that water running, when you have the sound of water running in the background, like a waterfall or a fountain, or some rainfall, just eases the tension. But isn't it crazy how if you just do one drip of water over and over, it's torture? Drip. 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 lead to insanity. But 1,000 of those over and over, waterfall, glory. That's nuts, bro. But yeah, man, the fake billionaires are out there. They all got it from their daddies and their mommies, dude. Their mommies were getting plowed, bro, just like yours, just like mine. So fuck it, bro. Then we have the CSI out here with the utmost of disguises, bro. They said that they could just literally... Now, basically, you better not trust anyone that you see. It might be someone else. The disguises are getting so good, you won't be able to tell your mom from your mom. And then online, you won't be able to see videos. So, basically, everything you see, you're not going to be able to trust in life. That's what they're preparing us for. Videos are all fake. Real life might be fake, dude. You just never know. So just don't put your trust into, you know, the system, brother. Because I really think there might be a little part of society, you know, the men in black, you know, where shit happens. And they show up and they just get rid of all the evidence, dude. So if you catch yourself a little something, bro, you post it online and it's real, they might just show up and fucking just kidnap your whole shit. Like all these stories about so if you look at a map of all the missing people in the USA, they're all surrounded by national parks. Coincidence? No. The government signed a treaty with the Greys back in the Disney. And now they're fucking abducting the boys, dude. I'm from Colorado. There's national parks all over. And I used to just see fucking fireballs at night, brother. I saw 4 fireball blasts in the night sky in my life. And please believe, I think that they were scooping the humans up, bro. Call me crazy, but dog. When you're out in the fucking woods and the fucking mountains and shit, those lights will get your ass. They will get your ass. But yeah, man, watch out. I don't know what to tell you if you're out there in the woods. That's on you. I don't go in the ocean no more, and I don't camp no more. Because... either the mermaids are going to come get you, they're going to send their pet sharks after you. And if you're out in the forest, in the woods, in the mountains, whatever happens to you is on you, dog. Like I told you, I've been attacked by coyotes. I got broken into my house with a squirrel, like I said last episode. You better be about that life if you're going to go do that shit. Yeah, man. I'm over here at the Fontainebleau. The Fontainebleau, dude. Don't ever get that twisted. Because if it was a fountain red, dude, whole different vibe. But yeah, you know what we do? We just around here taking little field trips around the nooks and crannies trying to find our secret spots at our $10,000 studio at the Fontainebleau. But yeah, man, watch out for those fake billionaires. Show no respect to those cocksuckers. Fuck those guys. Bunch of greedy bitches, bro. But you know, still get yours. Use those motherfuckers. Stay working out with the lady. Keep doing your push-ups, you know. We've been doing the yoga every night. We've been doing the beginner yogas on YouTube. If you involve that to your regimen, big trust, God's gonna throw fucking some star alignment at you and your chakras are gonna be fucking vibrating. But you know, that's JT, baby. You know, one time for the one time. Coming to you out from the Fontainebleau in Las Vegas. One time for the one time. Done, son.